BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Friday Scott Mills Daily. We play Who's That Tweeting? It's been a while. Guess the celeb on social media. Danny Howard plays today's Real or No Real. Chris is supporting me in person at Strictly this weekend. And we make the most disturbing video we have ever made.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.
You're only good at massage?
Weirdly, not as good as you. And I know that's a very strange thing to say.
Hello there.
No, it's not like that at all. It's just, I remember you massaging me once and I can't remember why you were doing that.
No idea why.
In fact, this story's gone horribly wrong.
Yeah.
But I just remember thinking that you had kind of good hands for it.
Healing hands.
Yeah. I mean, it was nothing dodgy or anything. It's just a sort of friendly...
Right. Why are you having to overcompensate this?
Well, no, because if it was probably something that was done as just a friendly thing for one reason or another.
Now I didn't doubt that for one moment.
Now the context has been lost and it just makes it sound like we massage each other.
Do you fancy having a go?
Not really, no.
Very knotted.
I don't think I'm the right person for the job. And also, kind of when we're at Radio 1, it's more like a work thing, isn't it? I mean, we shouldn't... You wouldn't ask a work colleague to do that.
Don't massage between 1 and 4, is what you're saying.
I'm saying keep it out of office hours.
Yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
So the Queen sent her first tweet. I just think it's a bit of a missed opportunity.
Why?
Well, I don't think the Queen should be tweeting anyway. Do you know what I mean?
No, I don't know what you mean. Why shouldn't she?
Because she's the Queen. Shouldn't be tweeting. Not acceptable.
The tweet
I want
her
to be the Queen like off of the old days.
It's
don't embrace
formal,
technology.
It?
Yeah, it's very formal tweet.
It's a pleasure to open the Information Age exhibition today at the Science Museum.
Maybe
and I hope people enjoy visiting.
What's the sign off?
Elizabeth R. Dot.
I love that.
No hashtag.
No gag either. Slip a gag in there, maybe.
Or just hashtag lol.
You only get your first tweet once, don't you? I can't remember what my first tweet was. It was like, hello, I'm on Twitter. They're always a bit disappointing, aren't they?
They're always trying to figure out if it's working.
Who was that newsreader that had an absolute mare on Twitter like that when she tried to join it?
Moira Stewart. She literally wrote a tweet saying, I think the first one just said, hello. The second one said, is this working? The third one just said, Fiona Bruce.
And that was the end of her on Twitter.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Well, I'm pleased to say the voice of the tweet is back. He's been in retirement for a while, but hello there.
Hello. Hello.
He's just as good as I remember.
When I've had a couple of drinks in the pub, I try and talk like you voice of the tweets.
It's impossible.
I do it to my friends. You sound like a magic eight ball at the moment. You can't talk in full sentences.
Right, okay, so we have a selection of tweets from famouses. It's our job to guess who tweeted it. Play along at home. Here's our first one today.
Just realised how sick my Halloween is going to be. Pumpkin smiley.
I love you, voice of the tweets.
Okay. Is there a pumpkin smiley?
Pumpkin emoji. Smiley.
Well, that's brilliant. Check that out.
Wow. Just realised how sick. I mean, sick is the key word that I'm picking out of this one. We sort of need... Should we come to a joint decision on this, Scott?
Shall we?
Yeah, rather than play against each other.
Okay, I bet you're going to say Nick Grimshaw.
I was just about to say Nick Grimshaw. Yeah. Sick.
Is he the person that celebrates Halloween?
I mean, you can imagine it being something he would say. Do your impression, it's way better.
Sick.
Just realised how sick.
I was going to be like, totally sick.
Yeah.
Okay, we're thinking Nick Grimshaw, but here's another tweet.
Had to swap over my trainers today to sliders/flip-flops. My feet was hurting.
Was
hurting, awful. Yeah.
Poor.
Very,
poor
very poor.
I'm just thinking with the trainers thing, could it be Charlie Sloth? And also, poor spelling. This strikes me as a Charlie Sloth thing to do.
Man's feet was hurting, is what he'd say.
But he is obsessed with trainers. But then saying that, he wouldn't swap from trainers to flip-flops. He's not a flip-flop guy, is he?
Really not. And also, who calls them sliders, please?
Good point.
Also, I've not seen Grimmy in a flip-flop ever. Not even in Ibiza.
So are we thinking it's not Grimmy?
Oh, I don't know.
It's hard, this, isn't it?
Can we have another one, please?
Cooked myself healthy dinner tonight. Then had peanut butter on toast. Then had some cereal. Long ting.
Oh, it could be Charlie Sloth.
Really could.
But then he wouldn't cook himself a healthy dinner, would he?
No.
Ever. The suggestion here is that having peanut butter on toast is actually unhealthy.
It is quite unhealthy.
Is it?
Yeah.
And cereal?
Hello.
It's not really, is it?
Mona, but what I'm fascinated with, and we need to have a separate discussion about this, is what you think is healthy food and what isn't.
Well, that's not unhealthy.
We could do a whole show on that.
It's peanut butter on toast. It's pretty standard.
not the healthiest thing you can have. If you have like a bit of it, it's good protein. But if you're eating like a jar of peanut butter on toast, that's not good.
Bad for you.
Really bad.
What about cereal?
Full of fat. Cereal some is, some not so much.
Anyway,
it's a minefield, isn't it, Chris?
Well, for me, that doesn't strike me as treat night. Peanut butter on toast. That's nothing to get excited about.
Okay, but it's someone that's saying healthy dinner and also feeling bad for having peanut butter on toast and cereal. Charlie Sloth would never be that guy.
No. But Long Ting.
Who else says that?
This could be one of those made in Chelsea boys. You know, because they're quite healthy. I'm thinking, let's just name one, Proudlock.
Proudlock would say Long Ting, I think not.
I know he does because he's posh, but he tries to pretend that he's, you know, a bit more street.
Which is the worst possible combination of person, I find.
It is the kind of thing, I think, Jamie Lang, he'd say, wouldn't he?
Okay.
Long Ting.
All right, I'm still not convinced. Let's go for Jamie Lang until we know otherwise.
Also, classic flip-flop wearer, Jamie
Absolutely.
Lang.
Next.
Official 2015 calendar available in HMV and calendar club stores or buy online now.
Oh, okay, so it's someone that has a calendar.
Someone good-looking.
Yeah.
Is it fair to say that unless you're good-looking, you're not having a calendar out?
Yeah, why would you have one otherwise?
I mean, it's an interesting point, that, isn't it?
And how good-looking do you have to be to have a calendar?
Yeah, we should maybe test this, actually.
This is quite good.
Something we should investigate further.
I wouldn't have a calendar. You wouldn't have a calendar.
Do you not think we should definitely... I don't know who makes calendars, but we should test...
But we wouldn't have them.
Well, I mean, you could.
No, I wouldn't, though.
You and your there's Strictly chums?
No. There's a certain... Like, Mark Wright would have a calendar.
Yeah.
Right? Me? No.
Pixie Lott definitely has a calendar.
Of course she does.
I bought that. Oh. And who else would have one? Tim Wannacott probably would.
No, you see?
Would Alison Hammond?
That's what I was going to ask you, actually. Probably not.
Probs not.
And it's, I don't know what it is about the person, but like, there's a certain type of person that would have them and a certain type of people that just wouldn't.
Interesting.
Do
you think you would get rejected for the calendar based on looks? It's quite fickle like that, isn't
it? It is. It's a bit like working in that shop that doubles up as a nightclub where it's all really dark and the clothes really smell of their own perfume. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sup, guys?
Yeah. And we've talked about this before. My friend who was boasting about getting a job in that store.
Yes.
Going like, yes, I'm one of them. And to be brutally honest, I was surprised that she was employed by that store.
And then you found out she was in the stock room.
Yes. Anyway.
Sorry, love. You're not on the shop floor.
Anyway. So someone with a calendar. So we're thinking quite good looking. I still think it could be one
Hang on. I think I've got it.
Yeah.
Joey Essex.
Yes, could be actually, couldn't it?
Yeah. Because he writes things like this on Twitter. I've often seen a Long Ting.
He's a flip-flop wearer as well.
Oh my God, such a flip-flopper. Okay, one more.
In the car on my way home back to Essex.
Yes!
Tina Ward was sick. Thanks so much at BBC R1, smiley. Love all the fans. You scream so loud, smiley. Ha ha.
He was there. Joey Essex was there. Going back to Essex, I think you're right with this.
Yeah.
But if you look at our trail of thought, we've gone from Nick Grimshaw to Charlie Sloth to Jamie Lang to Joey Essex. But I think we've got there in the end.
I think it's Essex. Did you see what he was wearing at the Teen Awards?
I vaguely remember. I thought you had to dress up smart for the Teen Awards. At least make a tiny bit of an effort.
Has he stopped wearing that watch around his ankle now? That didn't catch on, did it? Joey Essex, we're saying, voice of the tweets.
Yes, I am Joey Essex.
Yes.
You're not, you're the voice of the tweets. But yeah,
no,
okay.
But we got it right.
Yes.
Woo!
Yes. Good work. Right, should we do some more after this?
Yes.
Let's do it. So these are all tweets from the same person, but which famous is it? Let's go.
Thanks for heading to Wembley tonight. Last night was one of the most up-for-it audiences yet. So no pressure. Let's rock the place.
Okay, so it's someone that is big enough to play an arena?
It sounds like someone on tour, because I think they said the line, wasn't it something like... That was one of the best nights. So it suggests this wasn't a one-off. I'm thinking it might not be the Teen Awards. I think this is someone who's been to several different places.
Okay.
Because the Teen Awards were at Wembley.
Yeah.
But this sounds like it was part of a bigger thing.
Sounds like they do a lot of gigs.
Yes, that's what I mean, like lots of gigs. This is just a one-off.
Yeah, this is one of many. Okay, I'm going to start by saying Louis off One Direction.
Okay.
Could be anyone at this stage.
We need to start somewhere.
All right, let's have another one from the same person.
I have cut my own hair whilst with a tummy bug. So, Liverpool, this could be a crazy night.
So now they're at their tour in Liverpool.
But would Louis Tomlinson risk having a stomach bug and cutting his own hair? Of course he wouldn't.
He definitely doesn't cut his own hair.
Be a team of hairdressers on standby, obs.
Saying that, what kind of massive star would cut their own hair? It's an odd one, that.
Mm. Someone that's big enough to play Wembley, but still has to cut their own hair.
Yeah. I'm thinking right now, example. is that rude? No. Do you know what I mean, though? Mm.
Or maybe he gets his mum to do it by putting a bowl on his head. Okay. Well, you say an example, then.
He just strikes me as someone, you know, he sells out. I watch his Twitter, and I see pictures of big, big crowds.
Mm.
But he does look like he cuts his own hair. The other option this could be, I'm thinking maybe Ed Sheeran. Again, big crowds, on tour, but he keeps it old school.
Mate, he's one of the richest musicians out there.
Yeah, but he doesn't spend his money on appearance, does he?
Well, he's smartened up lately, actually.
No, I disagree. I don't think he has. Really,
I think he has.
I think he smells better.
No, I think he's smartened up. He often is wearing a shirt now, not that same green hoodie that he wore for 5 years.
Yeah, but it's not over the top, is it? It's never anything too extravagant. People keep saying he spent more on his clothes, but, I mean, we're talking an extra five.
No, I'm sorry, I've really noticed the money starting to roll in there in appearance.
I mean, when we met him recently, when he was at Radio 1, he smelt different. I agree with that, he smelt rich.
Smells rich, yeah. Sheeran would not cut his own hair.
Okay, so what should we need a... I don't think it's Louis from One Direction.
Let's stick with example for now and see what we've got next.
Two things. Number one, I am in Ireland. Number two, I farted in a steam room yesterday.
Steam room. Right, so the key thing to pick out of that is someone who would go in a steam room. Because it takes a certain kind of man.
What do you mean?
I've been in one of those for like, I had to leave after 10 seconds. It was hell. It was awful. You can't breathe. In fact, I went in there and then had to try and cope. I lay down on the ground.
That makes it worse.
Which is worse, because you'd think it all rises. So you're there trying... You're like a fish out of water trying to just breathe breathable air.
No. Don't ever lie down on the floor. It's 100 times worse.
I've had stress dreams since then about being locked in a steam room. I'm never going in again.
Did you do that thing like we were discussing a few weeks back where you inhaled and tried to talk at the same time?
That's how it felt. It just doesn't work.
Impossible to do.
Basically, if you've never been in a steam room, I've never been in one till recently. If you want to experience what it feels like, try talking and breathing in at the same time. That's exactly how it feels.
A lot of men listening would have been to a steam room.
Really?
They're quite standard at a lot of gyms.
I don't know. I think it's more of a famous thing, isn't
no,
it?
No, it's definitely not.
It's one for you celebs.
It's not. There's loads of steam rooms.
But how does a man endure the steam room? Like, how does anyone do it? Do you know what I mean? How do you sit in there for so long?
He's got to ride it out.
Really? Do you enjoy it?
I do, actually.
And also, what's the point? I didn't quite understand what it was doing.
He's farted in her.
No. Sorry, the steam room. Oh. Go back to the steam room. What's it actually doing? I mean, is it?
It's not
enjoyable.
No, it's quite relaxing, and just fills your lungs with air.
Right.
And it's good for the.
I don't think even you know what
for
it's
the respiratory system.
Okay, so we're thinking of someone who enjoys steam rooms, has farted in a steam room,
and has played in Ireland, Liverpool, and Wembley. Hmm. Okay. I think I know the kind of person that would do this.
I still think example. Who are you going for?
Ollie Murs.
Oh, yeah, that's a good shout. But would you say he cuts his own hair?
I have seen him with a hairstylist on a number of occasions, though, but maybe it was like a last-minute thing and he needed to just, like, chop the fringe or something.
So, you know, as a joint decision, what do we do here? Do we move from example to Ollie Murs, or...?
Are you happy with that?
I'm happy to go along with that.
OK, let's stick with Murs and get the next tweet.
Apparently, it's 100% cert that I am presenting the New Generation Game. First I've heard of it.
The New Generation Game.
Okay.
Generation Game's coming back, is it?
Yeah, it's back again.
Okay. Now,
what one is that? Is that where you have to remember things?
That's the cuddly toy one, isn't it? Okay, right, let's focus, Mills. Presenting the Generation Game, I would say sort of Vernon Kay... But he won't be selling out Wembley Arena.
No, true.
It's got to be a pop star. Or a comedian. No, it could be a comedian, obviously, on tour, couldn't it?
What, Jack Whitehall?
Could be.
But Ollie Murs has presented TV programmes.
True. We've got to decide here whether we stick with the pop star thing or move towards a big, famous comedian that's selling out these places.
What would you like to do?
I don't know.
Jack Whitehall?
Yep, okay, go on then.
Okay, we've got one more tweet from this person. This is the decider.
Thank you to the kind gent who put me in a cab after a tumble in Budapest.
Oh, this is really hard.
It doesn't really help much, does it? I don't really think that's given us much more. Do we go Murs or Jack Whitehall?
So this is a person that plays to large audiences. They fart in a steam room. They sometimes present TV programmes. And they're a bit wonky on their feet getting into a cab.
That's when you say it like that, that strikes me as more Murs than Jack Whitehall.
I think so as well.
Let's go Murs.
Notoriously clumsy man. Voice of the tweets, are you Ollie Murs?
No, I'm Miranda Hart.
Oh,
really?
Oh, we're nowhere near Mills.
Farting in a steam room?
That really is a curveball.
Also, you don't have her down as the steam room type, do you?
No. What else was in there?
She had a tumble getting into a cab in Budapest. It makes sense now. Cut her own hair and is finishing Miranda and will probably end up doing TV programmes.
Yeah. Well, we got that completely wrong.
Way off the mark. Let us know if you got them right, and I enjoyed that. That was Who's That Tweeting? And thank you, Voice of the Tweets.
Thank you.
Come back soon. Don't be a who.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Adele, who's just having like a dance party on her own in a bedroom listening to Radio 1 this afternoon. And Eddie as well. And Amy. Hello. Glad it's Friday. It's BBC Radio 1. I also hear that we now have Indiana off of Actual Music on the phone. Hello?
Hello.
Right?
Yeah, are you?
I love that Indiana off of Music's calling in. Hello, caller.
Hello.
What are you doing, please?
I'm driving down to Brighton with my boyfriend James to watch Cardinal Burn.
Okay, and you're listening, right?
I'm listening to you on a video, of course.
Okay, how can I help you today?
Well, Chris was talking about breathing in and talking at the same time.
Yeah, it's impossible.
No, it's not. I have learned to perfect this because in the morning, my boyfriend won't kiss me because I have coffee breath and he won't even talk to me. So I've learned to take air in while I talk so he comes near me so I can do it.
This is amazing. It's a good point.
Well, yeah, you never cease to entertain us. Just when I think it's going to be a normal phone call with Indiana. Okay, go on then. Do it. Right, so you're inhaling and speaking at the same time, and you've learned this because your boyfriend won't kiss you because coffee breath.
Yeah, because coffee breath. Ready?
Sure. Okay.
Good morning, darling.
Oh, and what a lovely noise to wake up to that would be.
Hello, my darling. Oh, I'm glad you're my girlfriend. Oh, good. Again, please.
Wait, okay. I'm all hyperventilating again. I can't do anything. Okay,
this always happens.
Calm down, dear.
It always happens. You excite me so much.
Ready? Ready.
Hello, my name is Indiana.
Oh, it's so weird.
Sexy.
Oh.
I know.
Oh, no. Hey, listen, we're going to play Rhodes now. They did the live lounge with you, didn't they?
Yeah, you did. It's very good.
Okay.
Then play solo dancing, maybe.
Good try. Do it in the voice and we'll consider it.
<Not sure. laughs>
Maybe not.
No, okay. All right. Have fun in Brighton. Love you. Bye.
Thanks. Love you. Bye.
And this is Rhodes. Breathe. Indiana always cheers me up, no doubt. Every single time. You just think it's going to be a normal conversation? It never is. Why would you be practicing that because you've got coffee breath in the morning?
There's always a moment when we talk to her as well that she gets overexcited.
She goes a bit giddy halfway through. Like, and then can't actually breathe anymore. So we do actually need to warn you about something just after 2:30. I was just going to do it, but I think it needs a pre-warn.
It's not how I intended.
There's something quite
really
disturbing.
Bad. No, it's not. In fact, I genuinely don't think we should be putting it out anymore. No, because it wasn't how it was explained to me. No, it wasn't, though, was it? It was something which was a laugh, and they've added music to it, and now all context is going to get lost, and this video is going to float around to the end of time. There'll be a point, you know, because the internet stores things, that one day I will have to explain to kids and grandchildren what was going on in that video, and I won't remember the context. So, in all seriousness, I'd rather we didn't. Sorry, have I just gone off on one?
Oh, no, what have we done? Okay, so, right, earlier on in the week, we were talking about couples workout videos, which are, they're an actual thing. There's a lot of people online who, you know, they're in a relationship and they decide to, you know, go to the gym or the park and work out together. It's like a, you know, like an extension of their love. So maybe me and Chris went to the gym yesterday. That's what I'm going to say.
Nice.
It's too late.
Too much.
Someone's spent time making that.
Why the music as well? The music choice is bizarre. I know it's a parody, but that's a joke.
We'll have this for you after 2:30. Make your own mind up.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I fear this next bit might be a bit misjudged. But it's too late. We've got to do it anyway, really. So, yeah. Earlier this week, we talked about...
So stupid. This is genuinely... I think this is such a bad idea, and I'm putting this out there.
Just a question. Do you need to text your girlfriend before we put
I
this...
I don't know what we do about this.
Put this video up.
It's so weird. And the idea that someone's edited it and then gone, oh, good job. That's ready to go.
Is it on there already?
It's up.
Where?
It's up on Radio 1 Facebook
oh,
already.
No.
It's been up for about 10 minutes.
Has it?
Yeah. I'm reading all the comments.
Oh, I don't want to see the comments.
It's just my concern is is that all context will be lost with this. The idea of stuff that we were talking about this week will go.
Yeah.
This video is going to live on, and this you think the crab's bad.
I mean, I generally don't read comments anyway at the moment, but like, I don't want to read these. Okay, so we were talking about this earlier in the week. It's workout videos. But people that are in relationships, which me and Chris are definitely not.
What's up, everyone? It's Vertical here. I have with me Maria, my girlfriend. We've been dating for a couple months, and I'm taking her to the park.
That's right. They're just showing off. So it's couples who go to the gym or the park and work out together. And then for some reason, which I don't understand, they film it.
And I'm taking her to the park to go work out with her. That's right. Literally with her. So check out this video, guys. I hope you like it.
These things get millions of views.
It's the music that gets me. Wait, so this is the music on their workout video, right?
It is, which is now also the music on our workout video.
It's just weird.
Yeah, that's right. We've done one for you because couples that work out together stay together. This is the weirdest thing we've done, I think.
Ever. Yeah, absolutely. Even the M bit, it's all just, it feels like a nightmare.
Here's the beginning of the video. Let us know when you've watched it, please. Leave a comment, maybe, on Radio 1 Facebook.
Hi, guys. We've known each other for over 5 years now, so we thought we'd head to the gym, because couples that train together stay together.
Sorry, why are you doing that voice?
Because it's like that guy, like a kind of fake American accent. I don't know, it just felt right.
Do you know what? We did this after the show, and I was a bit tired, and I, for me, it was just a laugh. I thought we were doing it as a laugh. But the problem is, seeing the video and how short it is now... Bear in mind, we did all sorts of exercises and things like that. Specific ones have clearly been picked out
and the gym
and
was
put in this video.
The gym was so busy. You can see that we're really not alone in there. So exercises, a bit like the original ones that we've seen, like the guy we just played, we've kind of taken inspiration from that. So we use each other as the gym equipment. So there's a pull-up where Chris is using me to pull up. Also, there's one where we're kind of perfecting our core by balancing on each other with the help of a medicine ball in between us. Whose idea was this?
It's honestly the strangest thing I've ever seen.
A lot of medicine ball work, actually. And then there's a bit where you're on that kind of resistance pulling thing as well. I mean, you kind of need to see this.
It was
really.
It was just a laugh. That's the thing. For me, it was just a bit of fun. This wasn't how it was sold to me.
Especially not with this music on. Here's the end bit.
If you liked what we did in our fitness video, listen, weekdays 1 till 4 on BBC Radio 1.
Deep burn.
I don't know why we said deep burn at the end.
Again, that's been... I can't work out why we said that. That looks really creepy in the
video. Oh, no, I've just seen the worst bit at the end.
Don't read the comments.
Right, I'm not going to read them. You can leave them, but I'm not going to read them. That's for our producer. And he'll just vet all the ones, so we don't see any of the bad ones. Yeah, hi, guys. People are really liking the video. That's the only ones we'll see. It's on Radio 1 Facebook now. We've done a couple's workout video.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
How are we so naive sometimes? I didn't even think about people doing screenshots of the gym workout video.
That's a real problem
now. It's a real problem.
All context lost. Can we ban screen grabs, actually? Or can you, if you are going to screen grab the video, which I'm sure you're not allowed to do anyway, there should be some kind of copyright thing or explanation in the corner of the video.
You will have to explain this to your future kids at some point, and that's going to be interesting, I think. I don't know what... Someone says, is that red thing that you're lifting up and down Charlie Sloth? no, it's a medicine ball. It's on the Radio 1 Facebook now. It's misjudged, I think. Thanks for
900 likes.
What?
900 likes. People are sharing it.
Good. Maybe you want to send in your own ones. I'm trying to take the heat off ours. If you maybe work out as a couple, send them in. Maybe
Morris
you use
friends.
Morris friends. Maybe you use each other as equipment like we have in ours.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Day. Daly.
Another one of the Radio 1 family. Dev has just walked past. Hey,
hey
Dev.
Hey.
Right. Yeah, I'm all right.
That's nice.
You're right.
Radio 1 family.
That's us.
It's good, isn't it?
Thanks for popping by.
It's all right.
Now you're here, I'd like to get a bit of live reaction to the couples workout video that me and Chris have done, which is blazing on Facebook right now.
Okay.
One of the best comments so far. I cannot unsee this.
All right, so I don't know if you've seen these, but they're mostly American, but there's a lot of couples workout videos, like people that are together and they train together to like strengthen their relationship. Yeah. So here's the music.
Okay. I like how you combined holding Chris and a kettlebell. It's
yeah.
good.
Mm. Right. What's the weirdest thing you've ever seen?
Just a bit. Okay. Good thrusting going on.
Yeah.
There's bits of the video you're not really doing anything, Scott. You're just there for, like, moral support.
Oh,
wow. Whoa.
What's
hang
happening
a second,
there?
Hang a second. The bit where you're balancing on the workout exercise ball.
Yeah.
That...
It's good.
That's pretty spectacular. Hang on. Whoa.
Oh, it's good, that, innit?
You're right. You can't unsee it.
That's right. Strengthening both of our cores there. Is that one?
Address this. That there's no tension.
Okay.
There's the tension that people are pointing to on some of these Facebook comments is non-existent.
Absolutely.
But I can assure you that's the case.
I just wanted you to see it and to get your instant reaction.
Well, thanks, guys.
Would you recommend people watching that on Facebook?
Yeah, definitely. And share it.
Right, one of my mates is a really messy eater, yeah?
Yeah.
Like, he just gets...
You're quite messy, so...
I am. I've got half of it down my top today. But he's like, he gets fully involved.
Mm.
But he had a date last night and he was telling me that he eats differently on a date. And what? I think a lot of people would do this.
But how do you eat differently?
Well, I think he was finding himself like being much more restrained and like chewing his food. Because normally just like, what? And it goes. But he was like cutting his food up properly. He was telling me this and like placing it in his mouth because he didn't want the date to think he was just like, an absolute glutton. Do you eat differently when you're around different people?
Not really, no.
I think I do. Because when I'm with you lot, as you know, literally I am hoovering the food up.
I don't know anyone who eats as quickly as you.
I inhale it. I mean, I'm barely taking a breath. But like, when I'm with my mum, am I like popping it in my mouth?
Really?
I don't know whether I am. The Scott
Mills Daily. You all right? What's wrong with you? Why are you giggling?
I have just found out that you're coming to Strictly Come Dancing tomorrow.
I am, yeah, very excited. So
have you wangled that? Nothing to do with me.
Well, that's the thing. I think because I've been so supportive of you, they've kindly said that I can go along. And I will be there giving full support.
Do you know, right, I would have got you a ticket before now, but it's so hard to get the tickets. And I've had to bring my mum and my brother and my dad and that. I mean, and I get two tickets a week.
Yeah, well, I didn't believe that.
But it's true.
Anyway, I've just got the email. And on one of the terms and conditions, it says that your phone might be taken off you.
It will be taken off you.
Which it means it's going to be difficult to support you on Twitter like I normally have.
Oh, yeah, what are you going to do?
Well, what I'm thinking of doing is pre-writing the tweets before, then producer Will Hill, producer Chris might then publish the tweets for me whilst I'm in. So even though I won't have seen anything, they'll still be supportive.
But you won't be able to say what's going on.
And otherwise, I don't know how else to communicate with everyone, but I will be loud and I will do my best to
You can't be loud in there. Well, you can whoop and cheer as much as you want.
It says you've got to dress up smart as well.
Yeah, no jeans.
No. But I'll be there and, yeah, I'll cheer for you, you know, as loud as I can.
Do you actually have any, like, trousers?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
Excellent. I'm looking forward to it. Thank you so much for coming down.
Good. And
sorry I couldn't be more help with the old ticket allocation there.
That's all right.
Yeah.
But you're pleased that I'm coming?
I am. Who's coming with you?
I'm going to bring my mum, of course.
Oh, awesome. I love Mrs. Stark. Is she all right?
She's good, yeah. She's good. And she'll be loud as well.
She?
Yeah. We might go have a couple of drinks before.
Oh, no.
Just get lively.
Oh, God.
Anyway, okay. What do you want me to do so you know that I'm there? Cough loudly or something?
Well, I know that you're there, but maybe do a cough, yeah.
So when they say, and coming up next, dancing thing is Scott Mills, at that point I stand up and just go absolutely crazy.
Yeah, I'm up for that because it's a really fun dance this week.
Do I shout go on pigs or is that a bit old school?
That might actually put me off a little bit. Don't shout when the voiceover man is doing his thing because that'll just interrupt.
When you walk down the stairs at the start.
Yeah, I'm not walking downstairs.
Do you not?
I start on the floor.
Do you?
Yeah, one of them. But I think you're going to enjoy it tomorrow. It's going to be good.
Okay.
I'm doing a Charleston. Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I'll be there to support you. And,
okay. Yeah, pre-write the text.
Pre-write the tweets.
Yeah, pre-write the tweets beforehand because I still need your support on Twitter. Thanks very much.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Hi, Danny Howard.
Hi, Scott. You okay?
I'm going mad. Yeah, how are you?
Stop that. I thought we'd forgotten about that because I think when that happened, you were off the week after, so I got away with it, and then it's just been swept under the carpet ever since.
Do you remember when Danny Howard was on Radio 4 discussing how dance music gets made? Mm. Really good.
In my defence, they edited it wrong. Can't even say it.
No, they didn't.
You've had
you
your sing along.
I know, I
did. The claps.
and that's the lasers. How's it going again?
Do, 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 do.
I love it so much. thanks for watching me last week on the TV.
Oh, no problem. Yeah, I just came into the studio and I was like, Scott, I watched you for the first time last week. And genuinely, I did give you a hug.
A cuddle, yeah.
But it's because I felt so proud.
Thank you.
It feels weird telling you that.
That's right.
Danny, you DJ in a lot of clubs. Are you seeing the crab done in...
Everywhere.
Yes.
Stop doing that. That's it. I'm off.
I'm going. Okay, here is Real or No Real with Danny Howard.
David Guetta stars in a range of TV adverts for a French shampoo.
Oh, he has got good locks.
He's grown it as well since I saw him in around the building a few weeks ago.
I saw him actually as well. Maybe these are his hairs because he was in here. I think these are the hairs of Guetta.
They're everywhere.
They are literally everywhere. I'm sweeping them off.
He definitely strikes me as someone who should be doing.
Well, if he wasn't a DJ, he'd be a great candidate for a hair product, wouldn't he?
Really good hair. But is David Guetta in a French TV advert for a shampoo? You know, because stars do adverts all over the world for sometimes some quite rubbish products. Not like this one is the case. But like they think, if I do it in Japan, people in America back home or the UK are never going to see this advert for cling film that I've done.
I thought you were thinking the Snoop Dogg one on the car comparison site.
Oh, no. Well, he's different.
I don't think David Guetta needs the money, so I don't know why he would do this. And I don't think he'd have the time because he's been working on a new album. Okay. So I'm going to say no real.
With that knowledge, that music dance knowledge, Danny says no real.
I disagree. I think this must be real.
That one is no real.
No.
Oh.
Are David and Kathy on now or off?
Off.
Oh, I thought they were back on.
I mean, from what I hear, I don't know.
Love her. Yeah. Anyway, next.
When Greg James used to be the voice who introduced the programmes on the TV channel Dave, once a year on December the 17th, he would wish himself happy birthday.
It's the sort of thing Greg would do.
Yeah, definitely.
Is he one of those people that he doesn't have a birthday, they have a birthday week?
Yeah,
and
he would.
They make a big thing of it. Yeah,
he would. But I wonder if any of the bosses of Dave ever actually noticed.
I'd love to hear that. I'd just like to wish myself a happy birthday. And here's Family Guy.
Here's Nevermind the Buzzcocks. Again.
He would do that.
Or Top Gear's always on there.
It's very Greg, this. And I'm sure that was the case. And I seem to remember he got a lot of say in what he could say anyway.
Yeah, he used to write it all, I think. So why would you not wish yourself a happy birthday?
Yeah.
Okay.
But he is ever the professional, though, so would he?
Yeah. What do you think?
Real.
Yeah, real.
That one is real.
Yes, it is. Greg admitted this to a member of the Scott Mills Show team last night after a couple of drinks. Copies of these historic TV moments seem to have been lost from any archive, so if you've got a copy, then please do get in touch.
You can never go out with you guys. You have to be really careful what you say or do.
It'll all be on the air eventually, won't it?
Stop it!
And next,
if you find yourself faced with a tricky dilemma, Siri will flip a coin for you.
Oh, I used to tell him a joke, didn't you? And he used to answer the joke.
I mean, on long, this is going to sound really sad, but sometimes when I've been walking home from the station and I can't think of anyone that I really want to speak to on the phone, I will have conversations with you know, said robot. Which I know is really, really sad, but it's quite fun to do.
It would be quite funny to see you doing that.
Yeah.
What do you say to Siri?
I don't know. It's just like,
who let the dogs out?
How's it going? Did you hear that this morning, by the way?
What?
Talking of who letting the dogs out.
That got played on Radio 1 this morning.
Oh, did it?
Low on the Knicks tape was another level this morning.
If anyone could pull playing that song on Radio 1, pull it off, is Zane Lowe.
I seem to remember it was Who Let the Dogs Out into a Whitney Houston song.
Yes. Nice.
It was an incredible moment.
Mashup.
Okay, so where are we at with Siri flipping a coin for you?
If this is true, this is great.
Yes.
We need to try this.
I want it to be true. Yeah, can we? I'm going to say real though before you do.
Got it. Real.
Okay.
Well, so do I? Hang on. Are we testing this then?
Phone in his face is like, hello.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what do I ask? But you need something where you're going to flip a coin for it then. So
just say flip a coin.
Oh, flip a coin. Flip a coin. Oh,
that's
great.
Good.
I said real.
Yeah, you did.
That one is real.
And at the end of that round of real or no real?
Danny got 30, I got 20.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
Like a win.
So, Dance Anthems is starting up your Saturday tomorrow with Danny Howard, and what's on it?
Oh, yes. Back to back in the mix, Gorgon City. Wilkinson, Dirty Love is getting the push tempo treatment. And last week, Majestic, Creeping in the Dark, the Armour Van Helden remix was number one in the R1 dance chart. So we'll find out if it stays at the top tomorrow from 4.
That is 4 p.m. It's a really good show. Check it out. Dance Anthems with Danny Howard. Did you know Wilkinson shaves his nipples?
Oh, I heard that.
Yeah.
I heard that.
Yeah, true.
Also, sidebar, we love Majestic, don't we?
Oh, my God.
Do you remember when he came and picked me up from your house once?
Yeah, Majestic came to my house.
Yeah. Taxi service as well.
Yeah, he did.
And now he's ridiculously huge.
Yeah.
He is.
Yeah, he's massive.
Yeah.
He did. He came to pick... You were in that... in a video of his.
I was in a music video.
You in the VIP?
Yeah.
Now, that's something else that we need to find. Another historic video moment. Those are the best bits of Friday's show. Hit subscribe, why don't you, and get our best bits delivered to you every single day of the week. It's the Scott Mills Daily from Radio 1 Online. Back on Monday, 1 p.m. on Radio 1.